Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. How about that? I love it when a plan comes together. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad Cindy Bigelow is here, too, because Cindy is a new friend. But she is a third-generation president and CEO of a family-owned great American company, the Bigelow Tea Company. One of my favorite things to do that I love, one of the reasons I love doing what I do, is I get to meet and talk to and introduce to you great entrepreneurial stories, great small business stories. And even when they've grown to be not so small anymore, they started small, and that makes all of us proud. She's our new friend, Cindy Bigelow. Welcome to the show.
Well, Jim, I am so excited to be part of the show, but I have to ask you the first question. Are you a tea drinker? Be honest.
No.
I could ferret that out as soon as you started with just a little bit of the
yeah. Yum. Well, no, wait. When I go eat Chinese, I drink tea.
All right, I love the hot tea.
Yeah, I love the hot tea with. Now, my wife loves tea. My wife drinks a lot of tea, but I don't drink tea.
Are you a coffee drinker?
I drink a little coffee, but not a lot of coffee.
I actually like
cold drinks.
But I don't drink cold tea anymore.
But
do you know one of my favorite things to do is to actually take two tea bags, because you know how healthy tea is,
yeah,
right? It's from a plant. It's amazing, filled
it's
with
natural.
It's a beautiful product. So my favorite thing is to get two tea bags if you like something fruity, like a red raspberry, perfect peach, and then I make them with a concentrated amount of boiling water, like 3-4 ounces. I pour it over ice, a little bit of sugar, and you have the most perfect iced tea.
That sounds
fresh
good.
Brewed
well,
ice
come on over and make one of those for me. You have to show me how to do that.
I'm going to do that, Jim.
No, I don't know why. I've just never gotten. But I know lots and lots of people who do, and obviously a lot of people do because you guys have been wildly successful. I want you to tell the audience about the origins. Tell us about your grandmother.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show. This is
you're
very
welcome.
Very
you're
exciting.
Glad you're here.
Us. And it started by my grandmother, Ruth Campbell Bigelow.
Ruth.
And if you look at the side of any Bigelow tea box, it says R.C. Bigelow, Inc. That's for Ruth Campbell Bigelow.
Wow.
And she was an interior designer, and she actually lost everything. My grandfather was in publishing. He lost his job during the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really tough time, as you can imagine.
Yep.
And she wanted to get into a consumable but not a perishable. And really, in the country, there was only serving black tea. So she found an old colonial recipe with a friend of hers. Black tea is tea. That gets so people. I'm so happy you asked that question. People get so confused.
That's what
sometimes
I do here,
in the tea industry, we know the subject too well. Black tea is regular tea. There's three types of tea that come from the tea bush, the Camellia sinensis bush. It's the oolong you talked about in a Chinese restaurant. It's black tea, which would be your standard, regular, everyday tea that we flavor, like our Constant Common or Earl Grey. Or there is green tea. And it's the same two leaves in a bud, but it's how it's processed that determines if it's going to be green, black, or herb, green, black, or oolong. It's just the exposure to air. So green tea is completely unfermented. Black tea is fully fermented.
Okay. All right. But thank you for the answer to that. But I want to get back to your grandmother. I'm so proud of her.
So she comes up with this recipe using a black tea base, a Ceylon, a beautiful Ceylon tea, or Sri Lankan tea. We're actually the number one importers of Sri Lankan teas, Ceylon teas. Still, after all these years, she blended it with orange rind and sweet
spice. Did she have any background at all in this, or did she just have a good taste buds?
She literally had an old colonial recipe that she modified, and believe me, it took her years to perfect it because you had to commercialize it so that it could last and stay good for a very long time.
And replicate it.
That's right. And she sent it to a group of friends, and they drank it. She called the next day, and they said it was a source of
comfort. What was going on in her life at this time?
Oh, it was pretty rough.
Were they just holding it together? I mean, the reason I'm asking this is this is such a connection with small business owners out there. You know, when I started my business, I didn't have two nickels, barely had two nickels to rub together. I had a family. I was trying to feed them while I was trying to grow a business. I had this exciting thing going on in my business, but I also had the reality of taking care of a family when things are tough. And so,
it's amazing
what
that
was
you
she
said
doing?
That, Jim, because that's exactly the case. So originally, in the 20s, when she was an interior designer, you know, things were very good.
Yeah.
And then when the Depression hit, she had very, very little business. They had a cell where they lived, and they lived in one room in an inn in New York. While she was trying to sell the tea. And my father said when he was young, he used to wake up in like a cold sweat because they didn't know where they were going to get money. They didn't know how they were going to survive.
Right.
But there was this
belief, this undercurrent belief that maybe something could happen from the tea.
Yeah, it really was, and it was really tough at the beginning. I actually read a story that my grandmother wrote. She was a beautiful writer, and it's called When Mama Moved the Pony Stable. And I actually abridged the story, and it's on some of the boxes of the Top of Common.
Oh, boy, what a great story.
It's just basically when she was at her lowest point, did not think the business was going to make it, she calls her sister Lois, and Lois reminds her that, you know, mommy moved the pony stable across Providence for the kids and how no one thought it could be done so they could have the same home for their pony, and they eventually do it. And then she said, you know what, you have to believe. You can't let the hecklers along the side of the street laughing at you.
We just talked about that in the last hour.
Yeah.
No matter what else is going on, whether you got enough capital, if you don't believe in yourself, you can't make it happen.
Yeah, that's very true. And it was a very special moment in her life when she finally said, you know what, I can't give up, I got to do it. And today, now it's the number one specialty tea company in the United States.
And does your mother take over? Who took over after your grandma?
My father.
Your father?
My father took over.
Yeah.
He was an only child, and he ran it with my mother until about 2005, and I've been in the business for 27 years, but I've been running it since 2005.
Right. And so now it's grown into, you guys are not a little small business anymore, are you?
Well, we're still, listen.
How many employees you got?
We have 330, but you know what? We are so small in comparison to
the competition. I didn't say you don't operate like a small business. You've got 300-something employees.
No.
That's not a small business, but you know, you can be your size and still think like a small business, and I think that's why you've been so successful.
I think that's what is our claim to fame, is that we do treat ourselves. We know we are much smaller than the competition, but we use that to our advantage.
Nimble.
In the sense that we just try to be very, very sensitive to the consumer.
If I wanted to buy some tea for you, what would I look for? Bigelow Tea?
We have 50 different teas. Yeah, go bigelowtea.com.
Bigelowtea.com, BIGELOW.com. We're going to take a quick break and talk some more about this great American entrepreneurial story and women in leadership, the history of that a little bit with Cindy Bigelow. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.